is back with us. Ron will be our accompanist other than next week for the rest of the spring season. Well, we're gonna do almost everything backwards to what we did last week, except of course our warm-up. So why don't you go ahead and sing up for me?
Four, five, six, seven, eight. In for four, pull for four, out for eight. This time we'll pulse the breath, so. Just feeling that flow of air just barely stop in between all these, nice and gentle. Here we go. Breathe in, two, three, four, and hold. Two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good. So now we'll do it for 12 counts. So in for four, hold for four, out for 12 on a steady exhale, then out for 12. Same thing, in for four, hold, and then out for 12 on that nice, gentle pulse. Here we go. In, two, three, four, and then hold, two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, and in, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12. Breathe in, two, three, four, and hold. We're going to go out for 16, and one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And in, 2, 3, 4, and hold. Now we're going to pulse. And 1, 2, nice and gentle. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Nice. Now we're just going to take a deep breath in. We're going to do our sigh out on blue. We're just reaching up through that higher portion of our register, kind of phonating through that part of the voice that we're not using in our everyday life where we're talking and we're in meetings and all those kinds of things. So nice deep breath in. Voice, but really just kind of waking up that register. So just keep it nice and light, nice and airy. We're going to do just one more time, see if you can reach a little bit higher. Here we go. Thank you. It should still feel like it's tickling the inside of your nose. We're not opening up to that vowel. These are pitched consonants. Use the consonants to help you bring the sound forward. Make sure you're spreading these vowels vertically, not horizontally. You may even wish to put your fingers right here, and that will help you remember to kind of open for that vowel sound. Here we go. Ready? Into the hard palate. So use the consonants to really make that sound more forward. Bright and nasal. Here we go. Ready?
Thank you.
When we open to the ah vowel, it's not like back in your throat, but nice bright ah. Ah, which is ah. That's nice. Ah, or are those roses in the garden? So beautiful. Ah, beautiful sunny day. So nice and bright and calm on an ah vowel. And then when we get to the very end, when it becomes staccato, you want to feel support from your intercostal muscles, from your diaphragm, from your core, and keep that pitch nice and lifted at the very end. So those, we kind of put everything together in this one little exercise. Here we go. Ready?
Oh,
pianos way up there because Beethoven is coming and we're doing all the part with all the high A's. Really good job. Go ahead and have a seat.
I was just wondering,
yes. Keep it nice and tall.
twos, I think. Just a little more.
Yeah. Definitely the hardest note in this chord. So alto twos.
Thank you.
Can we just take the text out for a moment? Can we just do this on a new? And when you switch to I would cry, you also have a big interval. So really make sure that you kind of get into that higher vocal placement very quickly for that. Let's try one more time on, we'll do ooh all the way through. So no text yet, I just want to get the pitch and that change in the voice. Same thing with this.
Thank you. really like absurdly bright, really support the pitch. It requires support from the diaphragm, support from the core, and lots of space for the sound. So we're gonna do same thing, basses, altos, sopranos, and then we'll add a tenor. Here we go. Basses.
Thank you.
want to make that interval smaller than it is. One more time, just how the actually listen to it once and then we'll sing it.
Thank you.
changes a little more clear. Same thing.
Thank you.
we are closing consonants, one thing I like to say to PCO all the time is that the rhythmic, the end of things are just as rhythmic as the beginning of things. The placement of your opening, your first consonant matters just as much as the closing consonant of your word in terms of making the music exciting and making the music sound cute. So breaths in rhythm, closing consonants in rhythm. Here we go.
Thank you.
because it was very accurate, but it now it sounds like we're singing it and we're just trying to be very accurate. It's very much like, he tells a story.
And so you now you need to take all that rhythmic energy and adjust it to the inside. We have to sing it like we're telling a story. So we have to think the rhythms, we have to feel them in here. I always, if you find it helpful, sometimes I find it helpful to tap the pulse like on my sternum because I feel like I feel the pulse, like it's in my body if I'm tapping it here. It's like a part of the pump. So you have to feel that, but now you have to sing it in the character of the phrase. So let's go back one more time to letter P and try to just be a little more structured.
Stuff that we enjoy ourselves doing. So come join us. Come. Tradición across the street. Bring your own dinner.
So if you're feeling calm out early, have some food.
Come on, the girls.
Yes.
On a realistic note, next Wednesday, the Masons are responsible for setting up the hall. So figure it out. We have from now till next Wednesday.
And we should thank the Altos for this month. Okay. Remember.